Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Friday, September the 9th, 2022, I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are continuing our coverage on the passing of British monarch Queen Elizabeth II. The Queen died yesterday at the age of 96 after sitting on the throne for 70 years. She goes down as the longest reigning monarch in British history. The royal family put out a statement yesterday saying the Queen died peacefully at her Balmoral Castle in the Scottish Highlands. World leaders from U.S. President Joe Biden to Emmerson Mnangagwa of Zimbabwe and many others are also paying their respects. The Queen's son Charles is now the new head of state, known as King Charles II. Lichonanjani Zulugandava, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngokubhubha kwendlovukazi yaseBhilithane uQueen Elizabeth II, yena otshone izolo eseleminyaka yokuzalwa efika phose ikhulu 96. Indodana yakhe uCharles nguye oseyinkosi njalo ubizwa ngokuthi nguKing Charles III. Ukhulume kuhola elisanda kwedlula esethula amazwi akhe awakuqala njengenkosi ekhala ngokutshona kukanina kanti ke esipha uZulu waseBhilithane isibindi. Abakhokheli bamazwe omhlaba abagoqela uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa labo sebethumele amazwi enduduzo kumuli yendlovukazi. Kwaziwa iva tereri, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, tiri kuenderera mberi, nekutarisa nyaya kushaya kwa mambokazi veku Britain, Queen Elizabeth II, avo vakashaya nezuro, vava nemakore ekubere kwa makumi mapfumbamwe nematanhatu kana kuti 96. Mwanakomana wavo mukuru kana kuti nevanji Charles ndiye apinda pachigaro chekuva mambo weGreat Britain uye vakunzi ndi King Charles III. And today the new king addressed the British nation in a televised address.
I speak to you today with feelings of profound sorrow. Throughout her life, Her Majesty the Queen, my beloved mother, was an inspiration, an example to me and to all my family. And we owe her the most heartfelt debt any family could owe to their mother, for her love, affection, guidance, understanding, and example. Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived, a promise with destiny kept, and she is mourned most deeply in her passing. That promise of lifelong service I renew to you all today. Alongside the personal grief that all my family are feeling, we also share with so many of you in the United Kingdom, in all the countries where the Queen was head of state, in the Commonwealth and across the world, a deep sense of gratitude for the more than 70 years in which my mother, as Queen, served the people of so many nations. In 1947, on her 21st birthday, she pledged in a broadcast from Cape Town to the Commonwealth to devote her life, whether it be short or long, to the service of her peoples. That was more than a promise. It was a profound personal commitment which defined her whole life. She made sacrifices for duty. Her dedication and devotion as sovereign never wavered through times of change and progress, through times of joy and celebration, and through times of
King Charles III, the former Prince of Wales, addressing the nation in his new role as King of Britain a while ago. From coast to coast, hemisphere to hemisphere, world leaders and ordinary people are also paying tribute to Queen Elizabeth. And the story is dominating news headlines from newspapers to television networks.
Breaking news for you.
Buckingham Palace has announced the death of the Queen Elizabeth II.
England's longest reigning monarch.
People and presidents across Africa have been reacting to the death of Britain's Queen Elizabeth, who died on Thursday. The passing of the UK's longest serving monarch has triggered a global outpouring of tributes and retrospection.
The Queen has lived like she was never going to die.
In Nigeria's capital, Abuja, capital markets regulator Tunde Kamali described the news as surreal.
So I've known all my life. I've never known any other ruler last that long. So for this now to have happened, well, it only means that every man has an end.
I declare before you all.
Elizabeth became queen in 1952, a time when the British Empire in Africa remained intact.
Enter the service of our great imperial family.
But over the next few decades, African independence movements would successfully unshackle the continent from colonialism and its associated atrocities. From the roots of the British Empire grew the Commonwealth, led by Queen Elizabeth. 20 African countries, including Nigeria, Ghana, and South Africa, are members. Responding to the death, Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo praised the Queen's friendliness, elegance, style, and sheer joy, while his Nigerian counterpart Muhammadu Buhari described her as a towering global personality and an outstanding leader. In Cape Town, residents like Sophia Emmanuel were also responding to the news.
For me, it's just sad. I can't even say I take it personally, but I mean, it's sad for people around the world and especially for England.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said the Queen's commitment and dedication remains a noble and virtuous example to the entire world.
And in the British Parliament, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also issued a eulogy describing Queen Elizabeth as a great leader.
She showed the world not just how to reign over a people, she showed the world how to give, how to love, and how to serve. And as we look back at that vast arc of service, its sheer duration is almost impossible to take in. She was the last living person in British public life to have served in uniform in the Second World War. She was the first female member of the royal family in 1,000 years to serve full-time in the armed. She knew instinctively how to cheer up the nation, how to lead a celebration. I remember her innocent joy more than 10 years ago after the opening ceremony of the London Olympics, when I told her that the leader of a friendly Middle Eastern country seemed actually to believe that she had jumped out of a helicopter in a pink dress and parachuted into the stadium. And I remember her equal pleasure on being told just a few weeks ago that she had been a smash hit in her performance with Paddington Bear, who worked so hard for the good of her country, not just now, but for generations to come. That is why we mourn her so deeply. And it is in the depths of our grief that we understand why we loved her so much.
Welcome to Mother of the House.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson speaking earlier today. Also in Parliament, another former British Prime Minister, Theresa May, also paid tribute, recalling her encounter with the King that amused other lawmakers.
I remember one picnic at Balmoral which was taking place in one of the bosses on the estate. The hampers came from the castle and we all mucked in to put the food and drink out on the table. I picked up some cheese, put it on a plate and was transferring it to the table. The cheese fell on the floor. I had a split-second decision to make. I picked up the cheese, put it on the plate and put it on the table. And I turned round to see that my every move had been watched very carefully by Her Majesty the Queen. I looked at her. She looked at me. And she just smiled. And the cheese remained on the table.
Former British Prime Minister Theresa May remembering the late Queen Elizabeth earlier today. And now we are joined via Skype by social and political commentator Diva Dube, based in the United Kingdom. Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Mr. Nkoba. Thank you to be part of your program.
Thank you so very much. Give us a picture, Mr. Dube, a clear picture of the mood in the United Kingdom as we speak following the passing of Queen Elizabeth and indeed the assumption of King Charles III. His assumption of the throne now as the new leader of England.
Well, the current situation in England, I mean, people there, literally everybody's waiting anxiously to know, to see that what's going to happen from now onwards. But all in all, everybody's is overwhelmed by the situation, but, you know, by the grief of the Queen. So it's something absolutely, you know, people, they were not really waiting for such bad news for this current time. But because everybody still remember that our Queen, she welcomed the current Prime Minister, who is now the leader of the Conservatives, and who is the leader of the country now. So people are still looking forward. They think that there will be a lot that the Queen could still be part of, as far as the leadership is concerned in this country. But all in all, the news came in thick and fast, and we have seen that he is going to Scotland, and that's when everybody thought that no, something's not going, it's not very, very well on that side, and where the Queen is, as far as the medical situation was. So they ended up seeing
We saw earlier, Mr. Dube, politicians paying tribute to the Queen in Parliament. How are ordinary people remembering her?
Well, ordinary people, they're mourning the Queen in different ways. But all in all, I'd say most people are devastated with the loss of the Queen.
Thank you there, Mr. Dube, and please do stay on the line. As we welcome our second guest of the night, that's Professor Ricky Mukonza, joining us all the way from Pretoria in South Africa. Professor Mukonza, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, Tungamili. Good evening to your listeners.
Yes, thank you so very much for joining us. And let's take a short break before we dive in, Professor Mukonza. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. end, I would like to apologize to our listeners that we are experiencing some technical glitches. Sithandu Xolisa kuZulu kwikini balaleli lababukeli ngoba imitshina yethu ngani kayisebenzi kuhle. Asindizokele kwamuri Professor Mukonza. Ndangandichiti Britain yanaishe King Charles III. Muri kuona vachitonga nenzira yanga ichi vachifamba negwara ranga richifamba namambokadzi kana kuti muri kuona vachichinja musambo.
Maonero andinoita ndeyekuti King Charles munhu akasiyana na Queen Elizabeth. Naizvozvo pachange paine musiyano maererano nematongero avachaita. Tikada kutanga kutarisa kuti Queen Elizabeth pavakapinda pachigaro ichi cheushe vakanga vasina tunyanyaya kumashure, asi tinoona kuti King Charles vari kupinda vaine tumwe tunyaya. Vamwe vari kutoti maitiro vanga vachiita zvinhu muupenyu hwavo ane tunyunyuto twakati saka pane kakutyira kuti vachatonga zvakanaka. Saka neimwe nzira ndiri kuti mukoma mutungamiri vanhu vaviri vakasiyana, saka tinofanira kuvaonawo nenzira imwe chete.
Asi kushaika kwamambokadzi kunorevei kumbatanidzwa weCommonwealth? Is this the end of the Commonwealth kana kuti tichaona ishe Charles vachinyatsoibata-bata vachiimutsidzira? Because macritics ari kuti Commonwealth Commonwealth nezita chete, hapasina zviripo kwamakumbo enyoka chete.
Maonero andinoita ndeyekuti Commonwealth ichangoenderera mberi. Apa pari kunzi nevamwe yanga yangoyezita, ngatirangarirei kuti ndi Queen Elizabeth vanga varipo. Ndofunga kuti nenyaya yekukura vanga vasimba rarisipo rekumhanyisa kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka muCommonwealth. King Charles vari kuuya vachiri vatsva, saka tine tarisiro yekuti vachauya nesimba idzva, yatingati new energy, vakaimutsiridza. Ndo tarisiro yangu, asi regai tione kuti zvinofamba sei vangoma.
Professor Ricky Mukonza, please do stay on the line. Mpenduke kuwe Baba Dube. Inkosi entsha le selile nkosi khona ngapho eBritain, King Charles III, ubona ebusa ngendlela ehamba ngendlela indlovukazi ebihamba ngayo, kumbe ubona ephambuka ehamba ngeyakhe indlela?
Ngendlela engibona ngayo engikhangela kakhulu nxa sikhangele muva, ngoba ezinye izinto ukuthi senelise ukuthi sibe le mpendulo kwathi sikhangele lapho kuvelwa khona emuva. Ngendlela engibona ngakhona uCharles uzalwisa ngakho konke okusemandleni ukuthi azame ukungena enyaweni zikamamakhe ukwenzela ukuthi angajwakeli phansi isimo noma isimo sombuso obukhosi bakibo. Ingakho uzalwisa ngakho konke, kodwa-ke ngendlela uQueen obekade enesithunzi ngakhona angibona ukuthi uzakwenelisa kumfana ukuthi afike kanye ezingeni ezingeni uQueen kade ekilo. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi nxa sebukhosini ziningi ezinye izinto ofana ukuthi uziphathe ngezinye indlela, engibona ngathi uCharles ngibona ngathi uphansi kakhulu, njalo upha phansi kwake kakhulu kulesinye isikhathi lapho kuyabe kudingakala khona ukuthi njalo abanye ungathi abamhloniphi kahle ngendlela efaneleyo. Yiko ngathi kuzakwenza ukuthi bengathi ubukhosi bakhe abusoze kufanele nobukaQueen, kodwa yena uzalwisa ngakho konke okusemandleni, ngoba ubukhosi lobo obabuQueen ibukhosi obukhulu kakhulu njalo obuhlonitshwa umhlaba wonke jikelele.
Imonarchy yeBritain Dube yi-institution ehlonitshwayo ethakazelelwa ngabaningi, kakhulu abalobudlelwano lelizwe leBritain. Kodwa kuminyaka emibili emithathu edluleyo sibone kuphuma imbiko ye-racism, imbiko ekhomba ukuthi ungani kulo kubandlululwa kwabantu abamnyama khonapho nxa sesikhangela kahle mbale lapho ukuthi utheni uPrince uKing Charles uthena with Catherine besides him, our new prince and princess of Wales will, I know, continue to inspire and lead our national conversations, helping to bring the march now to the center ground where vital help can be given. I want also to express my love for Harry and Meghan as they continue to build their lives overseas. UHarry loMeghan yibo abakhipha imbiko yokuthi hayi kulokubandlululwa kwabantu abamnyama khonapho kumonaki basebebuya ke uHarry walandela umfazi wakhe bazohlala ngapha eMelika. Ubona inkosi entsha ilufaka amehlo mpela udaba lwe-racism, udaba lobandlululo, ibona ukuthi luyathanyelwa liyaphela yini ku-British Monarchy khonapho?
Kuyinto engiyibona ukuthi yinto azayiqakathekisa kakhulu leyo uCharles ekungeneni kwakhe, ngoba uyazi mhlophe ukuthi empilweni yakathesi noma ngithi eminyakeni yakathesi impilo isafana neminyaka yakudala. Kathesi abantu abamnyama baningi asebefundile kakhulu abatholakala endaweni eziningi. Nxa sithi siyakhangela noma mhlawumbe sisiyakhangela ku-health, ku-Department of Health khonapho kuleli lizwe. Abantu abaphetheyo ezinye izinto eziningi kakhulu, ama-nurses nama-doctors ngabantu noma ngabantu abamnyama noma ngabantu abavela kwelase-India noma ngabantu abangasomakhiwa abaphethe izinto ezindaweni eziningi. Even kwamanye ama-professional departments noma ama-engineers nani sekugcwele abantu abamnyama, okungawukuthi uzalwisa ngakho konke ukuthi azame ukutshengisa ukuthi yena kukhona into entsha ayilethayo ezakwenza ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi abantu bazizwe beyamukelekile, bazizwe beyi-part of i-society yakuleli lizwe. Ngoba akusafani le mpilo ngesikhathi uQueen ethatha ubukhosi bakhe, impilo yakhona yayingafani le mpilo yesithi lakathesi. Ngoba izinto ezingakathesi njalo le-social media isiteka over ezintweni eziningi, okungawukuthi okuningi sekukhulunywa egcekeni, akusafani lakudala ukuthi ezinye izinto zazifihlakele zingakhulunywa. Yingakho uzabe sesaba kunkalo ukuthi nxa engenza into izinto ezingahambi kahle, kulula kakhulu ukuthi ahlambalazeke ngenxa yokuthi i-social media lezinto zonke sezisegcekeni. Yingakho uzabisa ukuthi ikakhulukazi umntanakhe lo owasuka wahamba waya eMelika ukuthi kube ngumzekeliso azazama ukuthi alwise uletter back umalukazana wakhe lo mntanakhe, ukuthi babuye lapha azame ukuthi aba-impresse abatshengisele ukuthi hhayi lokuyana sekwadlula kathesi asikhangeleni ibangeli phambili. Ngoba ukuxosana ngokubuze khona kuyinto ekhona, kuyinto esingeke size siyitshaye indiva, kodwa into ekhona okweqiniso.
Siyabonga Dube, qhubeka ubambile. And we have a caller. Mtereri wakadi yakho
na akasimba makadi yeni baba?
Hayi watakasimba, rikutaura nani apa?
Muri kutaura na baba wa divine kubudiriro kuketi.
Baba divine, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinongo tine urombo nekushaikirwa na gogo Elizabeth, vanirwadza zvisingaiteti. Vane mabasa akawanda atakaona vakaita, plus vane history yehondo kubva kuna naodzo 2 years atachora pani kunzi vakaona hondo dzo 2.
Ndeapi mabasa avo amanga muchinyatsofarira?
Mabasa avo atakafarira
hongo
ndingangondiri ndakafarira kuti vakabvuma kana vatema tiwo tiri muengland mavo imomo kutiwatiwano mabasa ekuti tiwo mapepe kutiwo ndi tinge tichishandawo muengland imomo, tina mazeni dzakawanda dzazara muengland manesi havakawandisa vanhu vari imomo, saka tomotenda nepasaguru vakapaterero nechingotiwo aripo wacho aupinda ee taarambo akadaro kuti atorowo vanhu vatema upindewo munyika mavo.
Haiwa tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Handiti haiwa ndatenda hangu, atarwadzwa zvikuru na Queen Elizabeth.
Haiwa
kuratiziwatiwadiki.
Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru. And coming to you, back to you.
Tinovara nokuti takaona vana Robert Gabriel Mugabe wakapfugama pana Robert Mugabe vanaye ndakazoona pamufananidzo wachizviita izvozvo.
Mhm. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Ndidzokere kwamuri professor. Mutereri muri kunzwa kuti ari kutaura kuti aiwa ari ane hurombo uyezve ari kufarira mabasa akaitwa namambukadzi. Ari kutaura kuti vambobuda navamugave. For somebody who might be wondering, why are we even covering this story? What's the relevance to Zimbabwe? What's the relevance to the world? Mungada kukuti chii kwa vari vanhu vakadaro? Because we know Queen vakambouya kuZimbabwe and she played a role panyaya yeindependence yeZimbabwe.
Hongu Queen vane basa ravakabata pakusununguka kweZimbabwe uye makore kutanga eutongi wavamugabe zvinhu zvavati vakanga vaine kudyidzana kwavakanga vainako zvokuti vaitombobuda pamufananidzo vari vese. Asi tikatarisa vankomo kumunhu mutema wemuAfrica pane kuona kwakasiyana siyana. Hongu ndambo vamuteereri ari kuti ari kunzwa kuwadyikana nekushayika kwaita Queen. Asi kune vamwe vari kuti aiwa Queen nevamwe vatungamiri vechichena vakakonzeresa kupambwa kwenyika dzemuAfrica, vakakonzeresa nyaya dzekutorwa kwezviwanikwa zvine upfumi hwemuAfrica huchienda kunyika yeBritain. Uye Queen ane nyaya dzakawanda dzekudzvanyirira vakanga vachinge vari mukati mazvo dzinoita kuti
professor, we are losing you. Your phone is breaking there. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can. Please wrap it up. 30 seconds, we're out of time.
Okay. No, no, kuti kune so batore economic freedom fighters rimuno South Africa vanyora tsamba yavo yekuti aiwa tiri kurangarira hedu tiri kurwadziwa nekushayika kwa Queen. Asi pane zvimwe zvinhu zvavasina kuita zvakanaka kuvanhu vechitema.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so very much, Professor Ricky Mukonza. Njengokukhuluma kwakhe lapho uprofessor. Yebo bayamthanda uQueen Ndlovukazi, bayakhala abaningi, kodwa abanye njalo abaningi kakhulu abavela eAfrika lasemazweni asezihlengeni bayakhala bathi hayi bona kabala lutho lokukhala ngoba uQueen labelungu abaningi bahuquluza inoto yeZimbabwe kakhulu leyamazwe abo. And that brings us to the end of our show. A big thank you to our guest, Professor Ricky Mukonza, and my good friend, Difa Dube. Good night, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date again next week.